And we come to chapter 23, verse 1. Then they told David, saying, Behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they rob the threshing floors. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, Go and smite the Philistines, and save Keilah. And David's men said unto him, Behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Then David inquired of the Lord yet again. And the Lord answered him and said, Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thine hands. So David and his men went to Keilah, fought with the Philistines, and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. Now you see that he's acting in a way to protect God's people. But all this time he continues to flee, and now he has actually 600 men with him. If you'll notice, verse 13, Then David and his men, which were about 600, arose and departed out of Keilah, and went whithersoever they could go. So David, now having delivered these people, he is told now of the Lord to leave there, and he does. And Saul now is still on the trail of David, and he's told that that's where he was. And we are told in verse 14, And David abode in the wilderness in strongholds, and remained in a mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not into his hand. And David saw that Saul was come out to seek his life, and David was in the wilderness of Ziph in a wood. And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David in the wood and strengthened his hand in the Lord. Notice how faithful and true Jonathan is to his friend David. And he says to him at this time, Thou shalt be king over Israel, and I shall be next unto thee, and that also Saul my father knoweth. He said, My father Saul knows what's going to happen, but he's fighting it. He's, of course, against God's will here. He's in rebellion against God. But Jonathan is willing to do it. And by the way, Jonathan reveals here that he is a great man. I consider him a great man. His attitude and action actually remind us of John the Baptist, who said of the Lord Jesus, He must increase, but I must decrease. And so we find now that this man David is on the run. Verse 18, And they too made a covenant before the Lord, and David abode in the wood. Jonathan went to the house. And so David is hiding out.